弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神啊，我们在农历新年的第一个主日，我们大家可以聚在这里一同来敬拜赞美神。
Indeed, thankful to be able to worship in the first Sunday of the Lunar New Year together in the sanctuary.
今天我们要看的经文只是一节，是取自耶利米书第32章第17节。
So the verse we'll be studying this morning is actually just one verse taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17.
好吧，我们一起开声来念这一节的经文，你可以用华语或者英语来念。
Let's read this verse out loud, language of your choice.
主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。弟兄们，那我们再一次的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们今天带着感恩的心来到你的面前，来向你敬拜。
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our heart to worship you.
感谢你过去一年的这个眷顾与这个带领。
Indeed, thank you for your guidance and support over the past year.
不论我们生活中有顺境或者是逆境。
So regardless of whether there are ups and downs or ups or downs in our lives.
我们都亲身的经历和亲眼的看见你与我们的同在。
Indeed, we personally experienced and witnessed that your togetherness with us.
我们更知道你是创造天与地的真神。
Indeed, we also know that you are the creating God, you created the heavens and the earth.
以致我们在迎接未来这一年的时候。
And we, as we prepare to anticipate the new year ahead.
我们仍然的相信，也仍然的有这个信心。你会继续的来去赐福于我们。
Indeed, we continue to firmly believe that you continue to bless us.
如此的祷告感恩。
And all these we put and pray.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
在新年，今年新年期间，有机会带台湾的家人到马来西亚去过新年。
So this Lunar New Year, we have the opportunity to actually take the Taiwanese family to Malaysia to celebrate the New Year.
就很感恩有这个在他们在年初一的凌晨，他们会放这个烟花，或者是爆竹。
So in the past minute, on the first day of the Lunar New Year, there was a display of firecrackers being fired.
我们整家庭就觉得说，哇，这个是非常的壮观。我想也在新加坡可能不容易看到，所以就将它拍了短短的30秒，让大家感受一下新年的这个氛围。
So this was what Reverend Ray Kung and his family witnessed while they're up in Malaysia celebrating the New Year. This magnificent display of firecrackers being fired.
可以说是满地开花这样哦，很壮观，整个那个龙华州好像都在放烟花这样。
So indeed, you can see that this the firecrackers are being fired pretty much throughout the area.
所以这不是什么中东战争的那个影片。
So there's not a video image of what's going on in the Middle East.
这是我们感觉实际拍了，它整整放了40多分钟。
So this was a display that actually lasted for about 40 minutes.
所以我感受到浓浓的新年的氛围在那个JB 那一带。
So that certainly the whole mood of the Chinese New Year was felt in Johor Bahru.
OK, 在我看到片的文章讲到就提到这一位作者叫做罗曼文森特皮尔。
So, come to this author by the name of Norman Vincent Peale.
有讲到他所写的一本书叫做积极思考的这个力量。
So this article alluded to a book that was written by him, by the title of The Power of Positive Thinking.
在这里他有提到说，他说积极的心态呢是一种的信仰，你要相信任何的事情呢都会向好的方向去发展，你将会战胜所有的困难和这个挑战。
So in this book, he wrote a positive mental attitude. It's a belief that things are going to turn out well, that you can overcome by any kind of trouble or difficulty.
我觉得他说的非常的好。
And indeed, this was well said.
人是需要有这个积极的这个心态呢，是必须的。
It's imperative that man has a positive mindset.
但呢，我个人呢还会再加上这个神学的理念的辅助，就是在神没有难成的事。
But indeed, I want to incorporate a theological addendum to this, that nothing is too hard for God.
因为神的大人呢，能够让看似好像不可能的事情呢，成为可能。Amen.
Because the power of God would make things which was deemed impossible, possible. Amen.
因为只有这样呢，才能够帮助人能够持续的具有这样一种的积极的这个心态。
Only then could you this be helpful to men to persist with a positive mindset or positive mental attitude.
而在讲述耶利米书第32章第17节这节经文的信息之前呢
？So before we delve into the message pertaining to Jeremiah 37:17 proper.
我会先向大家呢来去稍微讲述先知他耶利米呢当时的国家的那个状况和他的这个处境。
So please allow me to give you the context, the count of the state of his territory at that point, the southern kingdom of Judah as well as his predicament.
然后从第32章第一到第三节开始呢
？So from chapter 32 verses 1 to 3.
然后经文就告诉我们说，当时候是犹大王西底家第十年。
So the scriptures tells us that it was the 10th year of King Zedekiah's reign of Judah.
而巴比伦王呢，他的军队呢，已经围困这个耶路撒冷。
And Jerusalem at that time was besieged by the Babylonian army.
而先知耶利米呢，被囚在犹大王宫中。护卫兵的这个院内。
And at that time, Jeremiah was held captive and confined in the courtyard of the guard of the royal palace.
为什么要囚禁他呢
？And why was Jeremiah held captive?
第三节呢，告诉我们说。
And verse 3 tells us.
因为他曾对这个西底家王说，耶和华要把耶路撒冷城交在巴比伦王的这个手中。
Because Jeremiah had once said to King Zedekiah that Yahweh would give the city of Jerusalem into the hands of the king of Babylon.
所以他心里不高兴，你为什么说这些的所谓的预言或者是这个消息呢
？So certainly the king was displeased, and that's what led to Jeremiah's being held captive.
所以当时所有住在这个所谓的犹大的人呢，心里呢都是忧虑，是否说真的会发生这个国破家亡的这个事情
？So indeed, those who were residing in Judah at that time were distressed and perturbed as to whether this kingdom would indeed fail.
而我们继续看下去经文呢，就会看到说。耶和华神却在这个人心惶惶的这个时刻里面呢，他竟然吩咐耶利米做一件的事情。
So if you continue on with the passage, it would tell us that Yahweh at this very juncture, when there was a state of panic and distress among the people, he actually instructed Jeremiah to do one thing.
神告诉耶利米说，当他的叔父的儿子呢哈拿灭前来见他的时候呢，要卖出这个在便雅悯境内。亚纳突的那块地的时候呢，耶利米呢要即刻购买下来。
So he instructed Jeremiah that when his cousin Shalom would come to him seeking to sell his land or his field at Anatoth in the territory of the tribe of Benjamin, that he had to make this purchase immediately.
我想这个要求啊是做反了对耶利米来说。
So I think this request, the command from Jeremiah's perspective.
心里肯定会有许多的这疑问或者是难以置信的。
So I think it was quite incredulous in his heart of hearts, a lot of questions, a lot of concerns.
竟然国家不久呢就将会被巴比伦所灭，为何还要去购买土地作为产业呢
？So and this kingdom would be annihilated by Babylon in due time. Why would one need to buy land as part of an estate?
只会是你的话，你会去买那个土地吗？
So if you're in his shoes, would you actually make this purchase?
就好像我们举个例子来说。
So take for instance in our era.
我相信比较老一辈的弟兄姐妹都知道1942年2月15号也是在农历新年的这个当天。
So I think for those of us who have experienced this, the seniors in our congregation, February 15th, 1942, also first day of Lunar New Year.
然后日本呢占领了新加坡。
So the Japanese Empire had seized Singapore.
因为驻新加坡的英军呢向日本军队来去投降。
And the British troops stationed in Singapore at that time surrendered to the Japanese military.
我们都知道在未来的几年当中呢许多18到50岁之间的男性成年人呢都被所谓的日军呢去带到了岛上片的地区呢用机关枪或者是说可能步枪来去射杀。
So I think from that point on, over the next several years, many male aged between 18 to 50 were taken to remote parts of the island by the Japanese military and executed various ways.
如果说耶和华神在日本军入侵新加坡前，像耶利米一样来去吩咐你说，你去购买一块土地。
So if Yahweh were to instruct you to buy land before the invasion of Singapore by the Japanese, just as he did with Jeremiah,
我相信你心里也会有很多的这个所谓的疑问。
I'm certain that you have a lot of questions as well.
正常的做法应该是什么呢？
What would be the first instinct?
弟兄们，正常的做法应该是怎么样？
What would be the first thing you would do?
赶快逃离，对不对？
You would flee the country.
谁还会说来跟你去买土地呢？
So who have the actually thought of actually buying any real estate or land?
当然我们知道说现在的读者我们透过阅读的经文
So as modern day readers through studying of the scriptures
知道说神吩咐耶利米去买这个土地
I think we appreciated that God's command for Jeremiah's land purchase
这个行动呢是一种的象征
So this act was symbolic
他也告诉他们说犹大人呢他们被掳70年后
So it symbolizes that after 70 years of being held captive
可以回归家乡重建家园的一个举动来的
There was an act that it would symbolize that they would eventually return to their homeland to rebuild
可是呢对耶利米来说
Yet for Jeremiah at that time
心里的感受肯定是复杂的
I think he would invariably experience mixed emotions
虽然他知道说啊，过去神怎么对他的子民行了许多的神迹奇事。
So though he was well aware of God's wondrous works amongst his people in the past,
他也相信说任何的事情呢，对这位创造所谓的天地的神来说，绝对没有难成的事。
And I think he had faith in that in all matters, nothing is too difficult for this God.
但是
But yet,
面对即将到来国家被入侵的这个难关时
，In view of this impending invasion of his country,
我相信人的自然的反应就会有许多的这个忧虑。
I think natural human reflex would actually come with a lot of questions and concerns.
而第33章呢，16到25节
，And in chapter 33, verses 16 to 25,
是记载呢有关耶利米去购买地之后的祷告的一个内容来的。
It actually recorded Jeremiah's prayer.Following this land purchase.
如果你仔细看的话，从他的祷告当中呢，可以看出对于自己做那件事情的感到那个困难。
I think from studying his prayer, we actually could witness very clearly that he experienced a significant difficulty at that time.
因为他知道说耶路撒冷呢已经被敌军来包围了。
As he was well aware that Jerusalem was surrounded by the enemy.
随时呢也都可能被攻破。
And would fall at any given time.
而购买这块的土地呢，根本不可能会长久拥有。
And this land purchase or ownership will only be very transient.
但他呢，却愿意的去顺服、去遵从。
Yet he obeyed and followed.
而我想，耶利米的这种的信心的这个举动
，And believe that Jeremiah's faith and his acts
需要呢具备一些基本的这个所谓的操练。
And reckoning requires some basic or fundamental preparation.
第一个我认为是那个敏锐和慎重的心
I think first a receptive or sensitive or cautious and vigilant heart
首先我们需要对神的心意或者旨意呢有非常敏锐的这个领受
First we need to have a keen sense of receptivity towards God's will and commands
不论是借助这个圣经的这个读经或者是灵修祷告或者是圣灵的引导或者身边发生的事情等等
So be it through the reading of the scriptures devotional prayers guidance or promptings by the Holy Spirit as well as events which has taken place in our lives
我们可以透过这个环境客观所发生的事件呢可以作为印证领受神的这个心意的真实性
I think through all the events that transpired I think they could attest or confirm the authenticity of receiving God's will
帮助我们呢去愿意的去遵行完成他的吩咐和使命
in turn help us to give our all to fulfill His commands or the missions which He has entrusted us with.
就以我选择进入神学院, 就读为这个例子,
so taking Reverend Ray Kang's decision to enroll in theological studies,
当我清楚说我领受了是神要给予这个呼召, 要我将自己呢来献上成为传道人。
So when he, in no uncertain terms, when he received God's calling to be an evangelist,
但是呢,我虽然清楚这段呼召,但是心里面呢,还是存有许多生活上的这个忧虑跟这个挣扎。
He had received the calling yet in his heart, he was struggling and had a lot of concerns.
因此呢,我也向神来提出说,如果有明确的印证呢,事情的发生,让我看见呢,我才愿意呢,选择进入神学院来去就读。
And therefore, he prayerfully requested that he be able to perceive and recognize events which could be corroborated, then only would he be willing to enroll and matriculate in the theological college. Indeed, thank God for his mercy and grace.
让我可以在生活中呢,
there were a lot of corroborative events in his day-to-day life.
从我开始去报读神学到我毕业,
from the time he was preparing to enroll all the way through his graduation,
都看见神的引领和祝福同在。
And indeed, he was able to evidently witness God's guidance as well as experience His blessings in lockstep.
第二呢,我觉得耶利米这种信心,我觉得有第二个就是对神的认知以及顺服的心。
I think in Jeremiah's faith, it is the second element, there's a heart of discernment and obedience.
因为当我们谈信心的时候,
when we talk about faith,
我们都知道信心本身呢,它基本上 也有带有一些的可能冒险或者疑问的这个问题。
I think faith itself brings about elements of questions or risk which are actually quite difficult to address.
每当出现这些困境时呢，我们可能会比较自然的会以负面的方式来去跟对方说，啊，这是不可能的事情啦，这是不会去可以被解决的啦。
So whenever difficult situations arise, I think it was quite natural to take more of a negative bent or frame of mind and share with those around us, this certainly cannot be done or cannot be undertaken.
我在想说,如果你第一句话就是说,这是不可能的啦,这是不可以的,我在想你是不是在限制神的能力呢?
So I think if the first words that come out of your mouth are, this cannot be done, are you not artificially constraining the power of God?
刚才开始不是说我们要有积极的心态,对吗?
I think we started this morning by saying we need to have a positive mindset.
我觉得从现在的角度来看,我们应该说正面的,就是说将我们所遇到的问题,我们带到神的面前。
I think the positive approach would be to bring this quandary, this predicament before God.
我们可以透过祷告来去询问他应该怎么做,也聆听他给予我们的一些的解答。
I think seek His guidance prayerfully and prayerfully listen or hear His reply, I think that would be the answer.
今天我们看到这个耶利米呢，他面对这个疑问的时候呢，他也是以祷告来到神的面前，来去向神来去询问或者是取得解答。
I think when we saw that this morning when Jeremiah was faced with the dilemma, he similarly brought it before God in prayers and received the responses which he needed.
而我们从他整个耶利米的这个服事里面看见，因着他认识神呢，是曾用大能以伸出来的膀臂来去创造天和地的神。
I think we can witness clearly in Jeremiah's service that he recognized that God was the one who used his might and created heavens and earth by his strong hand and outstretched arm.
以及呢，也让他去回忆起，就是神怎么用神迹奇事呢，领他的百姓以色列出了埃及，也并将这个应许的美好这个迦南地呢，赐给他们的这种的认知。
I think also he recognized that through signs and wonders that God had led Israel out of Egypt, promised them this wonderful Canaan, as well as bestowing upon them this knowledge that this is what he would do.
也帮助了,我觉得从这样角度,帮助了耶利米呢,他就算前面的环境是变得怎么的糟糕,或者是这个艰难呢,耶利米仍然能够毫无保留的去信靠顺服,来去遵照神的这个吩咐去行。
So I think all this provided invaluable help to Jeremiah, that irrespective of how challenging the situation may be ahead of him, he obeyed wholeheartedly and followed God's commands and instructions.
我相信在座的各位都基本上认识在旧约中有一位称为约伯的人。I
think I'm certain everyone in this congregation is familiar with Job in the Old Testament.
当他遭受了他的各种的患难的时候,
So when Job encountered various adversities,
承认对于发生在自己身上一切的事情呢，他感到的是挣扎，也可能有疑惑，甚至我看到了最后甚至愤怒了起来。
I think he admitted that every misfortune which had befallen him, he had struggled, he was distraught, and to the point of anger and rage towards the end.
在第十章第一节我们看到约伯说什么呢？
I think in chapter 10 verse 1 what did Job say?
约伯说，我厌恶自己的生命，任由我诉说自己的苦情，因心里呢苦恼，我要说话。
This verse 1 it says, I loathe my very life, therefore I'll give free rein to my complaint and speak out in the bitterness of my soul.
而在经历了许多的这种的苦难之后，
when following this series of affliction,
他也要求说，神啊，你可以出来跟我对话吗？等等。
And he actually asked God for answers.
我从这个经文中记载看到神在旋风中来回答约伯。
I think indeed through the scriptures we saw that God responded to Job in this mist, in the midst of this whirlwind.
然后呢，并且呢，向他叙述了，或者是说发问了许多关于这个宇宙万物运作，或者是大自然发生的事。
I think he narrated and indeed queried him on the many workings of Earth, universe, as well as various natural phenomena.
然后最后看到约伯怎么跟神说呢
？And then how did the Job respond to God in the end?
在四十二章第二到第三节，他这么说：“我知道你万事都能做。”你的计划不能拦阻，谁无知使你的旨意隐藏呢？因此我说的我不明白，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
So in the chapter 42 verses 2 to 3, Job said, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You ask, who is this that obscures my plan without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
我们看到当他与神有这么一个对话的时候，我们看到约伯呢，他终于能够明白说，哦，神的智慧呢是如此的深不可测。
So I think indeed we saw that Job recognized through this dialogue with God that he appreciated the wisdom of God is indeed infinite.
神的能力也是如此的这个广大。
His might and power all encompassing.
所以呢，人是永远理解不了呢他所做的所有伟大的事情。
And therefore, mankind will forever be unable to fully comprehend all the great acts that God had done.
他所施行的所谓的神迹奇事呢，也不可胜数。
And the wondrous works and mighty acts of God are indeed aplenty.
我相信我们当看约伯记的时候，我们看到约伯呢，他是真实的去表现了人在信仰过程中的一种的挣扎。
I think we studied the book of Job. The Job indeed candidly illustrated the struggles in man's journey of faith.
约伯他没有假装啊，一切都是很正常。
So Job did not act as though all was well.
或者他能解释一切患难的原因。
Or that he could actually explain as to why all these misfortunes had befallen him.
所以我在这里要讲一下，当你有问题来问牧师的时候，不一定有所有的原因都给你都能够回答你哦。
So when you actually have these sort of questions for the reverend or pastors, we may not have all the answers.
因为有些发生的事情，我也不知道什么原因。
So I think certainly we cannot comprehend everything that transpired in our lives.
而在无尽的患难中。
So in this seemingly endless period of trials,
我们看到约伯所做的是什么呢？
And what did we see that Job did?
他就是紧紧地去抓住他所认识的这一位神。
And all Job did was to hold on tight to this God whom he knew well.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
无论你现在面临什么样的一个挣扎或者是什么忧虑，
So in any struggles which you're experiencing or any sorrows that you may be feeling at this point,
或者在生活中看起来有很多艰难的事情。
Or regardless of how the difficult situations that you may be facing in your life,
必须永远要记住就是神爱你。
And indeed want to always remember God's love for us.
并且相信呢在他没有难成的事。
And indeed have this faith that nothing is too hard for him.
人呢必须很努力的来去透过增加对认识神的这种的认知。
I think man has to strive to growing in our knowledge of and understanding of God.
来去帮助自己呢能够有信心去顺服遵照神的心意或者是吩咐去行。
To so that we can help ourselves have this faith to obey and act according to his will and commands.
而从今天讲述耶利米去购买这个地的这个事件。
So from our message on Jeremiah's land purchase this morning,
以及我们看到耶利米他的信心的操练跟他的落实。
As well as being able to witness this training of Jeremiah's faith and putting his faith into action.
不论他是这个敏锐跟神主的心。
So be it whether it's a receptive and vigilant heart.
和对神施展这个神迹奇事能力的这种的认知跟顺服的心。
Or a heart of discernment and obedience to God's ability to perform wondrous acts.
我觉得最重要的就是这些呢都需要具备一个非常重要的基础。
I think all these are based on a critical fundamental underpinning.
唯有这个基础呢就是维持与神良好的这个密切的关系。
I think this is the key to maintain a strong, a good relationship, an intimate relationship with God.
才能够帮助我们在面对整个动荡不安的世界的局势的发展。
So only through this, then in this constantly turbulent global environment that we are in,
或者是说你自己生命生活中遭遇了许多可能不如意的事情里
or and perhaps just encountering misfortunes in our day-to-day lives,
我们可以敏锐地去了解和洞悉神的。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神啊，我们在农历新年的第一个主日，我们大家可以聚在这里一同来敬拜赞美神。
Indeed, thankful to be able to worship in the first Sunday of the Lunar New Year together in the sanctuary.
今天我们要看的经文只是一节，是取自耶利米书第32章第17节。
So the verse we'll be studying this morning is actually just one verse taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17.
好吧，我们一起开声来念这一节的经文，你可以用华语或者英语来念。
Let's read this verse out loud, language of your choice.
主耶和华，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。弟兄们，让我们再次的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们今天带着改的心来到你的面前，来向你敬拜。
Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our heart to worship you.
感谢你过去一年的这个眷顾与这个带领。
Indeed, thank you for your guidance and support over the past year.
不论我们生活中有顺境或者是逆境。
So regardless of whether there are ups and downs or ups or downs in our lives.
我们都亲身的经历和亲眼的看见你与我们的同在。
Indeed, we personally experienced and witnessed that your togetherness with us.
我们更知道你是创造天与地的真神。
Indeed, we also know that you are the creating God, you created the heavens and the earth.
以致我们在迎接未来这一年的时候。
And we, as we prepare to anticipate the new year ahead.
我们仍然的相信，也仍然的有这个信心。你会继续的来去赐福于我们。
Indeed, we continue to firmly believe that you continue to bless us.
如此的祷告感恩。
And all these we put and pray.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
在新年，今年新年期间，有机会带台湾的家人到马来西亚去过新年。
So this Lunar New Year, we have the opportunity to actually take the Taiwanese family to Malaysia to celebrate the New Year.
就很感恩有这个在他们在年初一的凌晨，他们会放这个烟花，或者是爆竹。
So in the past minute, on the first day of the Lunar New Year, there was a display of firecrackers being fired.
我们整家庭就觉得说，哇，这个是非常的壮观。我想也在新加坡可能不容易看到，所以就将它拍了短短的30秒，让大家感受一下新年的这个氛围。
So this was what Reverend Ray Kung and his family witnessed while they're up in Malaysia celebrating the New Year. This magnificent display of firecrackers being fired.
可以说是满地开花这样哦，很壮观，整个那个龙华州好像都在放烟花这样。
So indeed, you can see that this the firecrackers are being fired pretty much throughout the area.
所以这不是什么中东战争的那个影片。
So there's not a video, image of wars going on in the Middle East.
这是我们感觉实际排了他整整放了40多分钟。
So this was a display that actually lasted for about 40 minutes.
所以我感受到浓浓的新年的氛围在那个JB 那一带。
So that certainly the whole mood of the Chinese New Year was felt in Johor Bahru.
Okay, 在我看到片的文章讲到就提到这一位作者叫做罗曼文森特皮尔。
So come to this author by the name of Norman Vincent Peale.
有讲到他所写的一本书叫做《积极思考的这个力量》。
So this article alluded to a book that was written by him by the title of The Power of Positive Thinking.
在这里他有提到说，他说积极的心态呢是一种的信仰，你要相信任何的事情呢都会向好的方向去发展，你将会战胜所有的困难和这个挑战。
So in this book, he wrote a positive mental attitude is a belief that things are going to turn out well, that you can overcome by any kind of trouble or difficulty.
我觉得他说的非常的好。
And indeed, this was well said.
人是需要有这个积极的这个心态呢，是必须的。
It's imperative that man has a positive mindset.
但呢，我个人呢还会再加上这个神学的理念的辅助，就是在神没有难成的事。
But indeed, I want to incorporate a theological addendum to this, that nothing is too hard for God.
因为神的大人呢，能够让看似好像不可能的事情呢，成为可能。Amen.
Because the power of God would make things which was deemed impossible possible. Amen.
因为只有这样呢，才能够帮助人能够持续的具有这样一种的积极的这个心态。
Only then could you this be helpful to men to persist with a positive mindset or positive mental attitude.
而在讲述耶利米书第32章第17节这节经文的信息之前呢
？So before we delve into the message pertaining to Jeremiah 37:17 proper.
我会先向大家呢来去稍微讲述先知他耶利米呢当时的国家的那个状况和他的这个处境。
So please allow me to give you the context, the count of the state of his territory at that point, the southern kingdom of Judah as well as his predicament.
然后从第32章第一到第三节开始呢。
So from chapter 32 verses 1 to 3.
然后经文就告诉我们说，当时候是犹大王西底家第十年。
So the scriptures tells us that it was the 10th year of King Zedekiah's reign of Judah.
而巴比伦王呢，他的军队呢，已经围困这个耶路撒冷。
And Jerusalem at that time was besieged by the Babylonian army.
而先知耶利米呢，被囚在犹大王宫中护卫兵的这个院内。
And at that time, Jeremiah was held captive and confined in the courtyard of the guard of the royal palace.
为什么要囚禁他呢
？And why was Jeremiah held captive?
第三节呢，告诉我们说。
In verse 3 it tells us.
因为他曾对这个西底家王说，耶和华要把耶路撒冷城交在巴比伦王的这个手中。
Because Jeremiah had once said to King Zedekiah that Yahweh would give the city of Jerusalem into the hands of the king of Babylon.
所以他心里不高兴，你为什么说这些的所谓的预言或者是这个消息呢
？So certainly the king was displeased, and that's what led to Jeremiah's being held captive.
所以当时所有住在这个所谓的犹大的人呢，心里呢都是忧虑，是否说真的会发生这个国破家亡的这个事情
？So indeed, those who were residing in Judah at that time were distressed and perturbed as to whether this kingdom would indeed fail.
而我们继续看下去经文呢，就会看到说。耶和华神却在这个人心惶惶的这个时刻里面呢，他竟然吩咐耶利米做一件的事情。
So if you continue on with the passage, it would tell us that Yahweh at this very juncture, when there was a state of panic and distress among the people, he actually instructed Jeremiah to do one thing.
神告诉耶利米说，当他的叔父的儿子呢哈拿灭前来见他的时候呢，要卖出这个在便雅悯境内。亚纳突的那块地的时候呢，耶利米呢要即刻购买下来。
So he instructed Jeremiah that when his cousin Shalom would come to him seeking to sell his land or his field at Anatoth in the territory of the tribe of Benjamin, that he had to make this purchase immediately.
我想这个要求啊是做反了对耶利米来说。
So I think this request, the command from Jeremiah's perspective.
心里肯定会有许多那个疑问或者是难以置信的。
So I think it was quite incredulous in his heart of hearts, a lot of questions, a lot of concerns.
迦南国家不久呢就将会被巴比伦所灭，为何还要去购买土地作为产业呢？
So and this kingdom would be annihilated by Babylon in due time. Why would one need to buy land as part of an estate?
只会是你的话，你会去买那个土地吗？
So if you're in his shoes, would you actually make this purchase?
就好像我们举个例子来说。
So take for instance in our era.
我相信比较老一辈的弟兄姐妹都知道1942年2月15号也是在农历新年的这个当天。
So I think for those of us who have experienced this, the seniors in our congregation, February 15th, 1942, also first day of Lunar New Year.
然后日本呢占领了新加坡。
So the Japanese Empire had seized Singapore.
因为驻新加坡的英军呢向日本军队来去投降。
And the British troops stationed in Singapore at that time surrendered to the Japanese military.
我们都知道在未来的几年当中呢，许多18到50岁之间的男性成年人呢都被所谓的日军呢去带到了岛上偏的地区呢，用机关枪或者是说可能步枪来去射杀。
So I think from that point on, over the next several years, many male aged between 18 to 50 were taken to remote parts of the island by the Japanese military and executed various ways.
如果说耶和华神在日本军入侵新加坡前，像耶利米一样来去吩咐你说，你去购买一块土地。
So if Yahweh were to instruct you to buy land before the invasion of Singapore by the Japanese, just as he did with Jeremiah,
我相信你心里也会有很多的这个所谓的疑问。
I'm certain that you have a lot of questions as well.
正常的做法应该是什么呢？
What would be the first instinct?
弟兄们，正常的做法应该是怎么样？
What would be the first thing you would do?
赶快逃离，对不对？
You would flee the country.
谁还会说来跟你去买土地呢？
So who would have the actually thought of actually buying any real estate or land?
当然我们知道说现在的读者我们透过阅读的经文。
So as modern day readers, through studying of the scriptures,
知道说神吩咐耶利米去买这个土地。
I think we appreciated that God's command for Jeremiah's land purchase.
这个行动呢是一种的象征。
So this act was symbolic.
他也告诉他们说，犹大人呢，他们被掳70年后。
So it symbolizes that after 70 years of being held captive,
可以回归家乡重建家园的一个举动来的。
There was an act that would symbolize that they will eventually return to their homeland to rebuild.
可是呢，对耶利米来说
，Yet for Jeremiah at that time,
心里的感受肯定是复杂的。
I think he will invariably experience mixed emotions.
虽然他知道说过去神怎么对他的子民行了许多的神迹奇事。
So though he was well aware of God's wondrous works amongst his people in the past,
他也相信说任何的事情呢，对这位创造所谓的天地的神来说，绝对没有难成的事。
And I think he had faith in that in all matters, nothing is too difficult for this God.
但是
But yet,
面对即将到来国家被入侵的这个难关时，
in view of this impending invasion of his country,
我相信人的自然的反应就会有许多的这个忧虑。
I think natural human reflex would actually come with a lot of questions and concerns.
而第33章呢 ,16-25 节。
And in chapter 33, verses 16-25,
是记载呢有关耶利米去购买地之后的祷告的一个内容来的。
It actually recorded Jeremiah's prayer following this land purchase.
如果你仔细看的话，从他的祷告当中呢，可以看出对于自己做那件事情的感到那个困难。
I think from studying his prayer, we actually could witness very clearly that he experienced a significant difficulty at that time.
因为他知道说耶路撒冷呢已经被敌军来包围了。
As he was well aware that Jerusalem was surrounded by the enemy.
随时呢也都可能被攻破。
And would fall at any given time.
而购买这块的土地呢，根本不可能会长久拥有。
And this land purchase or ownership will only be very transient.
但他呢，却愿意的去顺服、去遵从。
Yet he obeyed and followed.
而我想，耶利米的这种的信心的这个举动
，And believe that Jeremiah's faith and his acts
需要呢具备一些基本的这个所谓的操练。
And reckoning requires some basic or fundamental preparation.
第一个我认为是那个敏锐和慎重的心。
I think first, a receptive or sensitive or cautious and vigilant heart.
首先我们需要对神的心意或者旨意呢有非常敏锐的这个领受。
First we need to have a keen sense of receptivity towards God's will and commands.
不论是借助这个圣经的这个读经，或者是灵修祷告，或者是圣灵的引导，或者是身边发生的事情等等。
So be it through the reading of the scriptures, devotional prayers, guidance or promptings by the Holy Spirit, as well as events which has taken place in our lives.
我们可以透过这个环境客观所发生的事件呢，可以作为印证领受神的这个心意的真实性。
I think through all the events that transpired, I think they could attest or confirm the authenticity of receiving God's will.
帮助我们呢去愿意的去遵行完成他的吩咐和使命。
In turn, help us to give our all to fulfill His commands or the missions which He has entrusted us with.
就以我选择进入神学院就读为这个例子。
So taking Reverend Ray Kung's decision to enroll in theological studies.
当我清楚说我领受了是神要给予这个呼召，让我将自己呢来献上成为传道人。
So when he, in no uncertain terms, when he received God's calling to be an evangelist.
但是呢，我虽然清楚这个呼召，但是心里面呢还是存有许多生活上的这个忧虑跟这个挣扎。
He had received the calling yet in his heart, he was struggling and had a lot of concerns.
因此呢，我也向神来提出说，如果有明确的